quite clearly, the message which is coming out from the people is that the people are starving, the people are hungry, there is no food. Even if we are looking at the next season that is coming, people have no seeds even to try to break this cycle of vicious cycle of starvation. So people are now resorting to eating fruit. They're actually competing with wild animals.
Which places are most affected?
I think it is the majority of Zimbabweans who are affected.
We have also heard of cases where people have died, especially in parts of Matabeleland. Have you seen this happen in other parts of the country?
People are telling us that people are dying around Zimbabwe because of this starvation and hunger. For instance, in Makoni, we have just received some reports to say that there are 5 people who actually died of starvation. We actually received this report last week when we were meeting with some representatives from Makoni.
We also understand that NGOs who are involved in humanitarian assistance are overwhelmed by the need for food. What's your take on this?
Yeah, obviously, when almost 3/4 of the population is facing starvation and hunger, you obviously have a situation where humanitarian organizations that are distributing food will obviously be overwhelmed in terms of dealing with the victims. But also the other issue which is also coming out clearly is that they are having restrictions in terms of getting into the affected areas. In Manicaland, for instance, organizations that are distributing food are having problems in terms of getting clearance from the relevant authorities, government officials, for them to get into those areas and to distribute food.